A 27-year-old student from China recently caught the attention of the media after needing to be rescued from Mount Fuji in Japan 2 times in just 4 days. The first rescue happened on April 22 when the student, who has not been named, called for help because he was suffering from altitude sickness while climbing the Fujinomiya Trail. This trail goes up to about 3,000 meters, almost 10,000 feet, high. The incident occurred during the mountain's off-season, a time when climbers are warned about the harsh weather conditions that can happen. Just 4 days after his first rescue, the student went back to Mount Fuji to look for his phone and other things he had left behind. Unfortunately, he got altitude sickness again and was found unable to move by another climber. This led to a second emergency call for help, and the rescue team quickly came to assist him once more. Many people on social media reacted strongly to this situation, with some saying the student should face consequences for going back to the mountain after his first rescue. While there are no official penalties for climbers who need help, the public's reaction shows a concern for safety and responsibility when it comes to outdoor activities. The Shizuoka police have reminded all climbers to be careful, especially since low temperatures and snow can still be present in spring. Mount Fuji's hiking trails are only officially open from July to early September, but there isn't a complete ban on climbing during the off-season. Local authorities have started charging entry fees and limiting the number of climbers on the most popular trail, with plans to do the same for other trails later this year. However, climbing during the off-season and off-trail is still free, which raises questions about safety for those who choose to hike outside of the official season. This incident highlights the risks of mountain climbing and the importance of being prepared and paying attention to safety warnings.